life member of the WSCS of the Methodist Church. I am a PN life membership, PN.
Am I keeping you from dinner? It's 12 o'clock.
They haven't. They won't have dinner till 12 anywhere, but after, maybe after 12.
Do you speak any other languages?
No, I don't even speak the English language very well.
Let's see, your father, his birthplace?
He was born in North Carolina.
Do you know when?
He was born January the 5th, and he was 78 when he died. And he died in...
Good heavens, about 17, what, 97, 98?
No, he's 78 years old when he died.
He
I was
died
trying to
when
think
you were
what year he died in, though.
How old were you?
I was 10 years old. I was 10 years old in D.C. He died the 21st of October, and I was 10 years old in December.
Yeah, 78.
Born about 1800.
I guess that's about it.
You go back a long way.
I don't remember his date. You know, I was so little I didn't pay attention to things like that then, like I would now, you know. He was a lot older than my mother. They were, I was the only child by a second marriage for both of them.
Hmm.
I never had a full brother or sister. And he was a lot older than mother. Mother lived to be 87.
How did he get to Arkansas?
How's that?
Do you know how he got to Arkansas?
My father?
Uh-huh.
Well, he went there from Texas. During the Civil War, he lived in Llano and San Saba counties, Texas. I've heard him speak of that so much. And he went from there to Arkansas. And then when I was a baby, he went back to Texas.
And you know how he got to Texas?
Oh, we went in wagons.
And, do you know anything about your grandfather, your father's father?
No, I never knew anything about it. He had two brothers. And one sister, and that's all I can remember hearing him talk about it. His brother's name was Edwin, and I's name for his sister. Yeah, his sister's name was Rebecca. That's where I got that name.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the sister I can remember of him.
How about your father's mother? Do you know anything about her?
No. I don't know a thing about his family. No. I don't remember anything about it.
That's quite a bit. He was born in 1800, golly, in North Carolina. How about your mother?
Well, mother was born in 1832 in Tennessee.
And
she died in 1819.
And when?
1819. She was 87 when she died.
And she died in Texas?
Oh, she died out here at the farm. She lived with us practically all our married life.
Just ahead of prosperity down in the oil field, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see, then. How'd she get from Tennessee to Texas?
Well, I suppose they went wagons. Of course they did. I don't know if it's ox teams or what kind of teams they had. And they went to Arkansas when she was 6 years old. Her folks did.
And let's see, do you know anything about her education?
Well, it is limited.
Now, do you know anything about her father?
How's that?
Do you know anything about her father?
Well, only what she's told me. I don't remember. I saw them when I was a baby, of course, her parents, but I never saw them anymore after we left there. I don't remember a thing about them.
And you don't know much about her mother either?
No, not her. I don't know. I don't remember ever seeing her parents. We left there when I was a baby and never went back.
Well, that'll do it.
Fine.
I'm sure tickled that you talked to me, Mrs.
Well, I was glad to talk to you.
I did.